Time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
How's Chris this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
A little chilly this morning. We have 1 degree outside right now. If you got the foam fingers outside, you know, in the closet, you might want to pull them out. If somebody asks you, what's the temperature? You can just hold it up. One.
We're number one.
We're number one. 1 degree outside. Had a few calls this morning, too. Some snowfall amounts here around the area. Not a whole lot. Messina gave us a shout this morning. Ardell told us they've had an inch of snow in Messina. It's pretty much the norm, it seems, around the area.
Yeah, we picked up 1.9 inches here, but it was very kind of light and fluffy, so it stacked up pretty good.
Yeah, just enough to make things a little slick last night when folks were leaving basketball games around the region and those high school games and stuff and having to head home. Nothing real severe. We're not really looking at any school delays of any kind this morning and haven't really heard anything this morning for delays of any kind, but still, there's some road issues out there and things. We'll talk a little bit about that here for you. First, though, Kendall Warren would like to talk a little bit about what's going on at WNS Appliance this morning. How's Kendall today?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got several used electric ranges, one of them being a double oven that's near new. Still have that used drop-in electric range, used built-in dishwasher, one of those. Two match washer dryer sets, one used gas built-in cooktop. Used front-load washer and dryer, used gas and electric clothes dryers. Still have that power vent 40-gallon natural gas water heater. One used automatic washer. Got two used refrigerators with bottom freezers. Got in a nice used 12-cubic-foot chest freezer. One used gas range and a couple of used microwave hood combinations that are priced for quick sale. Lots of new freezers by Manor, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire upright and chest. Sizes from 5 through and including 25-cubic-foot, and most of those in stock. Still have one damaged 9-cubic-foot chest freezer at a good discount. Gas and electric water heaters, made in the United States, we deliver, install, take care of the service later if needed. Dishwashers, built-in, convertible, portable, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, and KitchenAid. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. If you're doing any commuting this morning, there's going to be snow. There's just going to be some snow out there this morning. I don't think there was a big rush by a lot of the road crews to get out. We weren't looking at a big blizzard last night. They've had enough overtime already in some cases around the region, having to work late and odd hours trying to get that snow taken care of. But if you look at the road conditions report this morning, primarily, like, if you just take Atlantic as your base and you look to the west, to the southwest, and to the south and southeast of us, kind of curled around in that crescent down around underneath us, pretty much just wet this morning. Relatively normal driving conditions, just wet for the most part. But if you start heading, you know, if you kind of cut a diagonal swath from the northwest to the southeast, then basically everything to the south of that is pretty much wet, and everything to the north of that is going to be either partially or completely snow-covered this morning around the region. So that's kind of what it looks like today. If from around the Atlantic area you're traveling east or north, you're probably going to run into some snow-covered roads. And the biggest problem for that is going to be the rural roads, some of those off-the-beaten-path locations, gravel roads and what have you, too. So, you know, there's not a tremendous amount of snow, as Chris mentioned earlier. We had just shy of 2 inches here at our studios. So you're not going to find too many problems around the region. In fact, Rick just handed me another note here that some other notes here this morning about snowfall here in Atlantic, as we mentioned, 1.9 inches. Adair had 3.2 inches of snow. Carroll reported 2.8. Up in Guthrie County, around the Jamaica and Yale areas, they were reporting 2.4 inches of snow, an inch and a third in Audubon. Also, Bedford reporting 1.2 inches, and up in the Sac City area, they reported a couple of inches of snow. We mentioned Messina had an inch of snow as well, so you kind of see where it's going there. Not a lot of snow, but again, with what we had before, you know, when we walked out of the basketball game last night, first thing I noticed was slush again.
Yeah.
Here we go again. You know, that big blizzard that never happened last week, it was more or less, it just left a lot of wet, sloppy slush behind, which became big, chunky ice the next day. If you tried to go out and shovel out some of those areas, you know, after the snowplow goes, then it leaves that little ridge at the bottom of your driveway.
good luck. You needed the pick instead of the shovel.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have done well with a jackhammer out there for that, because some of that stuff was pretty tough. So that's kind of what we were seeing out there. You know, I know a lot of folks have asked, too, here recently, because we get to this point in the year, typically, and folks kind of start to get that cabin fever setting in. Kind of tired of winter. It's kind of time for, you know, nicer weather for spring to hit, so maybe we should start taking a look ahead a little bit. So I was kind of looking ahead at some of the advanced forecasts and stuff. Now, remember, long-range forecasts become, you know. Let's face it, sometimes the weather people have a hard time with tomorrow's forecast, right? No offense to the weather people, but weather changes without a lot of notice sometimes.
Yeah, it's been a rough winter for them, too.
Yeah, it's not that. They kind of missed that forecast last week with that snowfall. We did get snow, but not the way they were talking about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not the easiest thing. And, you know, to find a forecaster of any kind who's going to go more than a couple of days out is difficult. You might get like a 10-day advanced forecast. But to look at something that's going to go from, you know, here to spring, what can we expect? It's going to be kind of tough to do. So I was kind of looking around, trying to piece some information together. And what it's kind of looking like right now, if everything kind of stays the way it is, and who knows, is that we're going to see some cold for a while. I mean, it looks like we're probably not going to see a tremendous warm-up, probably for another few weeks. It's looking like maybe the middle of March before we really start to see a lot. Now, you know, when you compare that to some other years, I mean, some fellas are taking the cap off and scratching their heads, because we can remember not too many years ago where guys were out turning over some dirt already in parts of, you know, in the month of March, trying to get themselves ready for planting season, but not necessarily probably going to be the case. And, you know, we've seen so much cold weather that frost line's a little lower than what it has been in some recent years, too. So you start to look around at some of the things that have happened, some of the ice issues that folks have been talking about, and I know downspouts and whatever else, and things like that. Folks who have drainage tile and whatever are talking about ice popping up out of those because that slow trickle. You know, we've had a few days where all of a sudden we get some snowfall, and then it'll get warm, and then it'll get just bitterly cold again. And then that stuff will just freeze down in there. So, you know, it's going to be kind of a, it's going to be a little bit of time before you really start to see any spring around these parts. So I guess what I'm saying is don't get too excited that spring might be on the way. Because actually the forecast that we look at right now for this rest of this week, we're probably going to be 15, 20, maybe a little bit more than that, below normal for temperatures for this time of the year. So it's not going to be your typical fast warm-up that we kind of pray for every year during the springtime. And that kind of conflicts a little bit, too, with what the I was looking at some of the piecing some of the forecasts together. And then I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to do that, I have to take a look and see what the Old Farmer's Almanac says, too. You know, because, hey, it's there. They have their process, too. They're not afraid to go out a long term.
No.
Of course, it's hard to be wrong when you put a generalized forecast together the way they do. It's kind of like reading a horoscope. But what the Old Farmer's Almanac is saying for the next few weeks is rain and snow and cold here for the latter part of this week. And then to get into March, and they start talking about temperatures around 40 degrees or so, which would be just slightly below average. And they were calling for around 2 inches of precipitation for the month of March. And what they say is that the first 10 or 11 days or so of March, from the 1st through the 11th, they say flurries, then sunny and cold, and then warmer. It's pretty generic. And then March 12th through the 21st, they're saying rain and wet snow in the north, northern part of the Heartland area, and then rainy periods in the south and cool. Then we get to the latter part of March, and they start talking sunny, cold, and then showers and warm, and I don't know. Popcorn in a blanket, I'm not sure. Like I say, it's hard to be really wrong when you leave it that generalized, but if you subscribe to that and that's the forecast that you like, well, then you've got something to pick from, I guess, too. But the reality is, I said, a lot of folks have been asking, when's spring? When's spring? That seems to be the conversation. Folks walk in the front door out here, first thing they say is, when's it going to warm up? Well, eventually.
Someday.
We'll take a page out of the old farmer's almanac. We'll use terms like eventually. It will warm up at some point. Trust us. It just won't be today. 1 degree outside right now. It's chilly here this morning. And again, watch those roads a little bit this morning. Don't get too cocky out there if you're heading down the road thinking everything's fine. It can change real fast. So those roads will get cleaned off here in quick time this morning, and your commute should be a whole lot better here by as the day goes on. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he could tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of ranges, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Front load and top load, tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They offer a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 15 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. So good selections of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Pots on, the peanuts are still out, and try to stop and see us today, Jim.
Peanuts are still out. The holiday never ends.
Nope.
That's all right. That's a good deal. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.